It's still all that same thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at least
the Obama me, Cinematic Universe, you don't want that? The Michelle, like the early Michelle movie.
The OCE. OCU.
Then when they're, you know, Chicago, the movie, there's just them. Then Hawaii, the movie. You know, just Biden.
I feel like the Biden movie would be wrong.
Then, right? It'd be like this, the sort of the Captain America of the shit.
Send the link.
Welcome to Send the Link, where we analyze the latest feeds and reads. I'm Brandon Harrison, chilling with my co-host and co-captain, DJ Dollars. DJ, how are you on this third or fourth gloomy May Day? What's going on, man?
I'm doing good. The weather was better yesterday.
Yeah? So briefly.
Yeah.
I like your positivity, man.
And I like your new dad kicks over here.
Hey, man, you know, I'm moving into that stage in my life where I just go, I see things and go, oh, that's all right. I don't know the social things surrounding it, so.
Yeah, but you're reluctantly, like, on trend right now.
You know, nothing better than stumbling ass backwards into a trend. So shout out to the, I guess, Air Monarchs?
Air Monarchs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, designed by Jason Maiden, black guy.
Oh, good. You know, black people are doing well. I will say this, yeah, to stay on trend. The gloomy gray sky in New York is appropriate considering black people are taking over the other Anglo metropolis on the other side of the pond.
Yes. I spent many a gloomy day over the course of a summer, and I spent in London. Awesome city, but the weather can lead to a make you feel a little gray.
Potentially. Well, we weren't in the dumps this past weekend because there was, of course, the royal wedding. But before we get into that, let's just give you what you're supposed to get and what you're expecting to get this week. So we got three things that we're breaking down. First, a look at the royal wedding through Reuters.
Reuters?
I can never do it right. A look at what the royal wedding means for African Americans by Gina Cherlis, my good friend, at Reuters.
Yeah.
Yes. Then, DJ, what do we have again? It's about my favorite new group.
Oh, the incels, yes. I hope not, unless you have something to tell me. Maybe we have to discuss this off pod. But the piece is Rage of the Incels by Gia Tolentino at The New Yorker.
And then we're going to wrap it up with some positivity. Someone that is too cool to ever be an incel, Barack Obama. And it's by Alyssa Rosenberg from The Post.
The Post.
Not WAPO for all you people out there, yeah, checking me.
Trolls in the background commenting, spamming our pages.
Exactly. But it's called The Obamas Netflix Deal. Sounds great for the Obamas. Is it good for Netflix? Do we care about what's good for Netflix? I'm not sure.
Speaking of trolling, that sounds, the title sounds like a bit of concern trolling.
A smidge.
Yeah. Well, shout out to you for that Mariano Rivera level save of putting the format back in.
No, you know, the save doesn't matter long term because, you know, we'll just cut it together. But thank you. I'm trying my best. So as we look out of the, I guess, Brooklyn penthouse and we see the overcast sky, I am taken back to last weekend where I guess it was pretty sunny and shiny in London where the whole royal wedding thing went down.
Apparently.
I think the tone was sunny and shiny if I followed the, I guess, black internet / black media world. I know that my family had a lot to say about it. My grandparents had a lot to say about it. Some friends had a lot to say about it. But as the article kind of talks about, there's a noted schism of interest and curiosity in this new biracial angel taking the British throne, and genuine not give a fuck. And yes. I think you sit on a particular side.
Probably more of the latter.
Yes. I'm not surprised.
You shouldn't be. I mean, cool for them. Good for Meghan Markle. Good for Suits.
Good for Suits.
Yeah, Suits.
Good for Deal or No Deal.
Oh, right. She was a
OG briefcase girl.
Yeah. What's the... Oh, good for Suits syndication. Everybody else. We're going to get more of a bag.
Yeah.
Will she go back to Suits?
I don't know. is Suits over? I don't even know how that works.
I don't know. I'm just...
I don't know anything about this woman. All I know is that she is self-proclaimed as a biracial woman.
Self-proclaimed.
Yes, because, you know, that whole social issue. But I appreciate the article doesn't go too much in that, but it does go into the mental drama of people wanting to participate in it or not, which I think is funny. Okay. One woman is having a Hennessy royal wedding party, and another woman is like, you know, why would I care about this? Because she knows she's black.
At so. Like 5 and 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning?
I mean, hey. Yo. It's a major international event, so if you want to get up at 4 in the morning and, you know, get sauced up today.
You know what? For the novelty of that, I'm with that. I wish I would have known about that event.
Black AF Royal Wedding Brunch, # Wakanda Wedding Weekend.
Oh, so they just like quadrupled down on all of the black.
Yeah, they had to get the SEO. you know, I am not I wouldn't say antisocial personality, but I will say a lot of times things like this, especially considering the racial aspects of it, there are some, I guess, splintering feelings that come about when you see sort of a lot of the pomp and circumstance. But what I will say, and to be positive,
please do,
to break through the cloudy weather, all in all, I feel this is a good Drake moment for race relations.
Like the next level?
Well, Drake 2018. Well, Drake is the he's the syncretic essence of accomplished race relations, like things worked out. So this feels like one of those moments where there was this whole thing about her, you know, her identity, and we're going to be in a situation where she doesn't say that she's black, and this, what does that mean? And then white people, Twitter, all that stuff. But everything that went down, her dad or whatever, was like weird and like had a heart attack, and then was taking paparazzi photos, but he was trash, but he's white, so it was like, her dad is trash and he's white, her mom is cool and she's black, she's invited, even though they had the mom sitting there kind of looking like this sort of mystical black slave, like they invited. It was just weird. There's all these pictures of her just kind of like sitting alone and like just like I'm the only black that was invited here,
mystical slave.
Just that weird feeling where like she just sort of trotted out there like, look at this little black lady raised a duchess now somehow. So that was weird.
Could've
for me.
Coordinated. Who knows?
But, you know, the mother came. They had this black dude from Chicago just preach, like.
I saw this.
So all that being said, whether or not I want to engage in the ridiculous spectacle of it all, mm-hmm. It made it feel like there was no sort of place where people, at a moment where it could have been some kind of social moment, Trump and all this shit, like we didn't get any of that Charlottesville juice. It was just all good.
Like it all, turned out.
It's all good and well. Warm, and you know, we need that sometimes. It's dark.
Yeah, it seemed like the lead up to that could have gone somewhat either way, or left more of a bad taste in people's, well, at least particularly black people's mouths. But it seems like it was executed fairly well and came off fairly black, so.
Which is a surprise, especially considering I didn't know much about her, but it's like, you know, she could have been Sage Steeled it. She could have just
Sage Steeled it.
She could have did that, and she didn't, which is interesting from an outside perspective. And shout out to, I guess, all the celebrities and everybody went over there. It's interesting how that gets chosen. It's like, this really is ridiculous. Because, like, she's not famous.
No.
Like, that's the other thing. It's not like it was like, I don't know.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Just like, no, we don't know who she is.
That might have caused world peace or some shit.
Yeah, right. Everybody would just be, Trump would be like, listen, because Rihanna is wearing to the royal family, I am going to step down.
Because I feel so good.
Everything it's is great. Day. Mueller is not a witch nut. Me and Mueller are going to go play golf. But yeah, like, she's not famous, but somehow Oprah, it's just like, that's how
niggas pulling up.
The aura of this moment was greater than her as individuals. Like, yeah, Oprah's there, Idris Elba's there, Serena was there.
Yo, so let's take a second and let the author speak for themselves.
I think that when you consider the decades of discrimination in this country, which still continues today, It's easy to understand why a group of people would demand acknowledgement and inclusion in white spaces. It's the sense of belonging that we're after, despite there being no proof that there will ever come a time when we are truly accepted. I don't mind the insertion, but I would much rather we took a step back and stopped trying to see every little insertion of blackness as a win. Sure, the first black president or Oscar wins deserve to be celebrated, but we can also cultivate and celebrate our own spaces. We're what's poppin'. But it's gonna take some time until we get to that point because unfortunately, white acceptance in America is the true representation of success for some black people. I cannot blame them for that completely. Slavery was damaging physically and mentally. But I have no interest in what white people as a whole think about me because I do not work to please them.
You know, 3 years ago, she was like, yeah, I just picked up this job. It's called Suits. It's on USA or whatever. Great. I'm finally going to make it as an actress. Right. I don't want to do deal no more. And then her friend was like, yo, this guy, he thinks you look good over there. Like, who's that? Oh, I don't know. He's red haired.
He's terrible hair.
He's what? He's huh? Real? What? And then next thing you know, Serena Williams and Oprah are hitting you up like, hey, give me tickets to your wedding. Right. I think it's, you know, that's just good. That's just good vibes, man. That's good vibes.
So he sought her out? I didn't really follow the whole story.
Listen, man, I like to make narratives in my own head.
Oh, okay. Shout out to that narrative.
I heard, though, I read along the way that a friend introduced her.
Yeah, I did yes. See that it was like some type of blind date kind of thing.
Which is that how you have to do it when you're a prince, huh?
Right. You can't just go to the club or some shit.
Yeah, it's a bad look. But yeah, man. I'm feeling good for once.
Yeah. For my time there, the monarchy has little to no say or sway, but they do serve as a mascot for the entire country. So it seems as if everybody, they extol the monarchy. They appreciate and like the figures there, and it's a perpetual soap opera, you know, of who's doing what, who's right. Marrying whom, who has a drug problem, who dressed up like a Nazi for Halloween.
Yes.
All that type of stuff.
Poor Prince Charles, by the way. Yeah. Just never be king, huh?
Yeah, I mean, succession shit is wild over there. I mean, even this union is not really going to produce anything regarding the monarchy.
No. Yeah, well, depending if anybody, you know, dies or anything like
that. It would have to be like four or five people before, or at least, what, three people? I don't know these people's names. I know their faces.
The bald guy.
The balding one, and then his two kids.
Yeah, but, you know, in the meantime.
In the meantime, what, to, like, come of age?
Yeah.
I was a homie can rent.
Yeah, King Regent and all that. None of that is important.
Right, it's really not. I mean, shout out to Game of Thrones. But it's not even as compelling as that.
I just want to put a bow on this because it's not that important. I just wanted to have a moment where we talk about something positive before we get into like the dark weirdness of the world. Mm. And I will say this, Brexit was pre-Trump. It was sort of the first beginnings of the nadir that we now exist in. Mm. On the theoretical stock chart of, I guess, national, I want to say pride, but national joy. Let's say that. National just joy and positive vibes.
Yeah, both.
You had
yeah.
Brexit send the spiral going down. Maybe this is that moment where the curve starts to go back up.
See, we can unity. And
yeah. They're in a World Cup, right? Oh, they didn't make it either, right?
Low-key, I don't think they made it, which is hilarious. Them nor Italy, they didn't make it. I know Italy didn't make it.
No, well.
UK may have made it. England may have made it by the skin of their teeth.
Well, maybe something else good will happen for them.
Maybe they'll rejoin the European Union. There's like this weird attempt to galvanize another referendum across the country. So, right. Who knows?
I doubt it.
Alas.
Hmm. Well, DJ, can you take us into the depths of a more important and, I guess, depressing movement in the world?
Or confusing.
Confusing is a good word.
Confounding.
Confounding is a better word, probably.
Yeah, mystifying.
Yeah. Befuddling. Befuddling.
Befuddling. World of the incels. Have you heard of the incels? Have you heard of the rage of the incels?
Do you know of the rage of the incels? I haven't heard of this term whatsoever before maybe a month ago. And it was just sort of being thrown out on the internet and then and people and then commentators and stuff like that. And I was like, incels, is this like some kind of tech like issue? Like people that are trying to I thought it was related to like this Russia spy thing or even some kind of insurgent talk.
Right.
And I thought they were just trying to frame, I don't know, weird, socially awkward people and give them a name that was like, this sounds like, you know, Muslim terrorists. I was like, maybe this is just, you know, some weird Reddit stuff. I don't know. But it's, I guess, more sinister in a way.
That was a good encapsulation of it. Okay, so you don't necessarily have to go to this Tolentino piece to get an encapsulation of it, but she has a good write-up of somewhat of the history and the rhetoric and the confounding nature of it, of the incels. So maybe I should say what it is. So incel means it's a contingent of people that has been burnished on the internet, the forums of 4chan and Reddit and
4chan.
Weird Twitter profiles, I guess, for the incels, the involuntary celibates, meaning you are celibate, you are not having sex involuntarily, right? As in, like, not by your own volition. It actually started.
Thank you, because that's what okay. I'm really trying to get. Like, how did this get to become a term?
Okay, right. So this falls in the never-ending bucket of things that we talk about every other week of just the most extreme parts of internet culture. So there were a couple of write-ups and exposés written by bloggers, including the author of this one a couple years ago, interviewing individuals that just called, like, started calling themselves this and then started discussing it amongst themselves online. There was this young woman who basically just felt like she just doesn't have anybody that would like to have sex with her, essentially. Like, it basically is the full sinister encapsulation of just one of these random Vice articles that you come across.
Right.
Does that make sense? I think that's the best way that
it... And the fact that it stems from a woman initially...
You're right.
Was it not as sinister at first?
No, not at all. Not at all.
It sounds like just like a sad...
Yeah, she was kind of just kind of okay with it, but it was just like this weird... Just a weird write-up and a weird subculture that the internet allowed her to find people like her, right? Like, that's one of the biggest features of the internet is to find like-minded
and they don't have sex with each other.
No, they don't. Maybe they didn't cross each other's mind. Maybe they all just find each other also to be unattractive as well. So just they just don't. So they just don't do it with each other. So slowly but surely, it began to develop into its own ideology. It began to be almost solely dominated by young, angry men that are honestly just not getting any pussy, right, basically. And they slowly rolled into becoming just violently misogynist and developing your common internet, like just developing its own internet culture around it, giving people nicknames or you know, aliases or
little memes within the culture. Memes,
shorthanded things, to the point where someone took the entire culmination of that a couple years ago and killed a couple people in California, wrote an entire manifesto. That, if you believe a different write-up from, what's his name? Oh man, I can't remember.
I'm trying to think of, like that happened. This shit happened so much that like there was a shooting and it got pegged to the incels before it was like hot.
Yes, yeah. Because this guy he was the match that lit the fire.
He said something about like yeah, he just felt like he couldn't, like, he was angry about, I think vaguely this is coming to me.
Yeah, it was a while ago, though. Yeah, so, oh, you may have been living in California at the time because he killed a handful of people. I don't have the numbers immediately off the top of my head. Essentially, it's just a slow-moving thing, and it perpetuates itself on the internet, and very similar to all of these violent ideologies that manifest themselves online. It's starting to produce.
Elliot Rodger is La Vista, California, the ultimate gentleman.
Okay, so I'll give you a moment after to kind of add some color to that. But yeah, so we're seeing copycats or people that viewed him as kind of like a patron of the incel movement in some type of ridiculous attempt to kill as many people or in particular women out of anger. What'd you have here? The ultimate gentleman?
Well, he, like you said, he sort of inspired this sort of copycat thing. And in California, the legislators pushed to get a law passed about, you know, people seizing guns from family members that they think have a danger to themselves or others that was began by this guy. And he had all these YouTube videos about, you know, how he was feeling and stuff like that. And one of the tabs on his Wikipedia page is misogyny. So I think that's...
Oh, yeah, the wiki? Oh, wow.
Well, he has a wiki now as a...
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was trying to instigate a war on women for depriving him of sex, essentially. And after he killed these six people, he then killed himself. But why is this more pertinent, right? So this relates to, I'm sure some people may have heard, 10 people were killed and I think about 16 were injured last month in Toronto by this guy, Alec Manassian, who... literally did this for the incels and wrote on Facebook, "The incel rebellion has begun!" Exclamation mark. So it's a real thing, man. The internet, we used to say the internet isn't real, but it can bring about, you know, real, real consequences.
I just don't understand why, like, all these aggrieved people, why is everyone so aggrieved the time? And this is a hard left, and you can answer this after why, you know, people are aggrieved about what they're not getting. Is some kind of, you know, legalization of sex things gonna like help any of these people, or they're just so angry that it's really not about that, it's about their grievance?
You said legalization of sex?
No, of like sex work or things like that. Well, that, maybe that is part of it. I don't know. I don't think that's the violent component of it. But I think there's maybe that sad woman, like people like that.
Okay.
Maybe that will like just decrease the number of people that will identify as an incel.
But maybe I think they are societal outcasts and have some type of, not necessarily clinical, but some type of deficiency to where they just feel like they just don't fit in.
But socially, right?
Yeah, yeah, social outcasts. So, but your first question was like, why? Or I lost track.
No, why is there such aggrievement about all these things? And we were in Trump era, which is everyone's agreed, like white
this,
agreed.
This precedes it, by the way, but.
Yeah, but just like the emboldenment of, I don't remember your discussion about people getting killed like prior to this Trump shit. Like,
oh, well, homie that you mentioned.
2014. Yeah. But like, it's sort of being, it wasn't called a thing, you know, and like these aggrieved men primarily feeling this way about entitlement to some kind of sex, I guess, like, you know.
Yeah, that could be correlated, but there's also a chance that just the progression of the internet is progressing at the same time as well. Internet culture is progressing at the same time as well. So there could be correlation, but not necessarily causation one way or another. But it does sound like there is that bit of a strong white male rhetorical push, particularly in an ideological way on the internet. And that coincides definitely with this incel movement and what we saw with all this like ridiculous alt-right shit and all this Trump support that happens with a lot of just white males, right? But yeah, I can understand, or at least even just, you know, process that, okay, these people feel outcasted in some type of way. They are just being propped up by the internet. They see themselves as part of a community, and then and taking all this ideology and help add to the ideology to the point where they're willing to kill as many women as possible.
Yo, have you ever come across, or felt that you may have, an incel in the wild?
Because
this is a purely, almost like no one is going to reveal themselves, or is it that guy that you're looking at like, oh, that guy's kind of weird? Like,
right, yeah. I mean, they're not always... Now, mind you, this contingent of people, there are probably thousands of people on these message boards. I'm sure there's some Reddit thread about it. They're all not going to be, they're all not going to be outwardly violent. But I do know from the messages that Gia has in the piece, to where, like, they just want to riff and take part in that, and then spew as much hatred and pathology online. But have I seen one in a wild? I mean, when you think back in retrospect, maybe, you know, while we were in school or whatnot, there were a couple of kind of oddball type people that almost came off as kind of like asexual in a certain way.
Yeah, but angry about it, or like, there's like that piece of it. I feel like, honestly, you know, not getting any pussy, right? If you're like the men specifically.
Yeah, because men took this entire movement. For sure.
Sure, that's bad for you personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's plenty of people like the woman who started it that just feel sad about that situation.
Mm-hmm. Looking for community.
Looking for community. And just like, where's that nugget where that person, that oddball that just like, it's women, it's everyone, like,
that doesn't take one person. Person couldn't do that. That is going to be two or more people, clearly, to bounce ideas off one another, to go deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole to where...
Start hotepping about it.
Right. Yeah, right. To where your only cause you could think of, the only thing you can blame is, no, it's the women's fault that people don't want me. Right? Women are here to be subservient to me, or X, Y, and Z. And why is this not happening? This is a problem in society, and I'm just a victim of it. So I need to try to fix it by doing whatever would have you. Now, a lot of it is incoherent, and it leads to just ridiculous ends. So no one is definitely here to say that it makes sense or anything like that, but it's just... It is what it is. Like, this is just one of these, like, just weird internet culture things that's getting more, is getting more and more into the limelight now, because people are being killed, crazily enough. So it does have real world consequences. So maybe the internet is real.
I guess so, man. It's weird. Weird stuff happening, man.
Weird, man. Like, people, yeah, there's a lot of shit going on online, man. Shit. Yeah, it's just easier to go down the rabbit hole than it was for, you know, these type of peculiar people. I'm sure they have always existed, but they just weren't able to congregate all amongst themselves and speak amongst each other and to dig in and develop this entire culture and ideology around it.
Is there any sort of like nugget of information in the piece that you're like, yo, like, I didn't realize that was like a part of this whole incel movement, or like, is there any like thing that we're learning about this, like, okay, this is a little piece of this that may change things in the future, like, just because it's weird, because these are people mm-hmm. that we all know about, but now we're sort of digging into their collective psyche.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm like multitasking. What you say, was there anything that I took from it?
Well, there's anything in particular that you're like, yo, this is like more than like. In her piece, is she finding out some shit? She's like, wow, this there's a specific
okay, you know, yeah. it's,
corner on the internet that like really breeds these people, or they're more motioning to maybe do something more like have, I don't know, meetings or some shit. I don't know.
Not necessarily that. Probably the biggest takeaway to me is it's a offshoot component of just the longstanding feminist struggle. You know, like the Women's March for their own autonomy. So this is part of a pushback against that, if that makes sense.
It does. Right. It's kind of, ugh. It's gross. Just, you know, be nice to people, guys. Try that. Try social skills.
I don't know, man. Thought...
Or at least with each other. Yeah, I feel like they can't develop like meetings or things like that because they'll all just be crabbing with each other and like frowning. And it's like, I don't like this guy. He's trying to lead us. And, you know, just like, start to stab each other in the back.
Well, then that's why it's this lone wolf thing is becoming very prevalent. You know, that this profile fits a lot of different extreme ideologies, whether it's Islamic extremists or white terrorists in the U.S. It's usually semi-isolated people that dig far too deep into the internet, and they're the person to just the one of many to take it to the extreme and do something extreme. So it's a hard thing to combat for sure.
I was gonna say, you know, what is it? Infidels, you know, they say death to the infidels. I'm like, death to the incels.
Yeah, but, you know, no. Oh, that's you just saying the converse of that?
No. Everybody live and be, you know, live prosperously.
Go outside, man.
Go outside.
People just be inside.
Talk to people. And, you know, get rained on. Just deal.
I'm not getting rained on. But
they need to get rained on. They need to just deal. Just deal with some things. Deal with yourself, really. Come to terms with who you are, and then you can become who they want.
Yeah, man. Right? That sounds like right? Pickup artists.
Yeah, it's a good vagaries, right?
Yeah. That, when it doesn't work, that's when you turn into an incel, though. Like, I did all this shit. Like, wax my chest.
Oh, man. Can we move to something more positive?
Yeah, please do.
Someone that would never, ever be an incel, ever. Too cool. Too suave. Too married? Debonair.
Too married?
Hey, man. And too married, barely. Barack Hussein Obama, how we miss thee. One day they say he shall return and save us all.
I like that cadence. I don't know where you got that from.
Nah, you know, sometimes you gotta come up with things like that.
Did like Forrest Whitaker or somebody say that in one of his films?
Talk like that. Maybe, man.
Like Last King of Scotland or
something. A little bit. I forget how that went, but the guy, what was my man's name in there? He was in Last King of Scotland. He acted across from him. Whitaker and... Professor X.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Yeah. Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, have signed a undisclosed deal.
Undisclosed.
For a, I don't know, Tonka truck worth of millions of dollars with Netflix to produce content of vague sorts for their Higher Ground productions.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the name of the production company.
You're not feeling it? You're not with that?
Higher Ground? Nah. Too tongue-in-cheek.
Milk, just milk toast.
Not right? A big deal. But it's whatever. Yeah, milk toast.
Alyssa Rosenberg giving us a piece breaking down the perspectives on who's benefiting here, Obama or the Netflix as an overall organization at this juncture in the internet realm. Netflix is just the 800-pound gorilla in the room. They're the Yankees in 2002. Like, they're just buying up everybody. Barry Bonds, Gary Sheffield, Ryan Murphy, Shonda Rhimes. Everybody's in pinstripes and cutting their hair.
Yeah,
and
definitely,
no mustaches.
Definitely when it comes to original content, they're tripling down pretty hard to fight against Disney, because it seems pretty clear, like, in the very near future, Disney is going to take all their content off of there. And just have their own streaming service. That's a different conversation for a different time, though.
I mean, it's all folded in there, because what this is about Netflix sort of trying to catch Disney, because Disney has 80 years of...
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. So that attempt to catch is from the original content.
Right.
Such as reaching out to the Obamas and giving them a bring shuck of money.
So they pull up to the Obamas and wherever they are currently and just give them... a humongous chunk of money. They've already paid Shonda Rhimes. They already paid Ryan Murphy. And they're going to bring Obamas into the fold to make a something for them. And there's sort of a... It's different because they're political figures. And what does that mean for political figures? There's already been inklings of, you know, small sort of protests, but ain't nobody canceling Netflix for that. They didn't cancel Netflix for a...
Who's going to cancel Netflix?
What was the last time someone said to cancel Netflix? Oh, Monique.
Oh, I thought you meant because the Obamas joined them.
Yeah, there's like that sort of fringe like white right wing.
Oh,
like,
please. Get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah,
exactly. But... The thing about it is it's kind of putting them in an interesting situation because, number one, there's that, which is a fringe problem. But also, one of the things in the piece, which I didn't really consider, but now that I think about it, the Netflix as an organization doesn't release their numbers. They don't have to have that sort of potential tarnishing that would happen if they were on the network television or some kind of other mm-hmm. device dealing with them, or even going with something sort of unfounded like Amazon or Facebook, who has the money, but what does it mean to be a Facebook show? Do they have the infrastructure to create content? Do they really have the content backed up? Or do they have a library to support these sort of things? And the prestige of them being with Netflix is just kind of like a moment to just say, hey, Obama. And it's weird because that's how much money they have. Reported $8 billion operating budget this year coming up. I'm excited because I think there can be good content. DJ, I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. What potential higher ground production, are you ready for? What are you excited to see?
I wasn't ready for this, so I don't really... No, maybe it's a series of documentaries.
If I let you simmer on it, I would say that...
Chicago focus.
I mean, it's obviously going to take a little bit of playing with the source material, but the Biden-Obama buddy cop movie...
Oh, shit. you're going the creative route. Okay.
Because their deal is like a 360 deal. It says documentaries, original content, interview, talk show. Like, they just have...
Oh, like, okay.
Unclear.
So, like, Miami Vice with Obama and Biden.
Yeah, but it's in like an alternate timeline. So, okay. It's like they're young versions of themselves. And even though they're the same ages, like maybe Biden's like early 40s. Barack is like, you know, young, like 28.
Yeah, just Men in Black 4.
Pretty much. Okay. But I feel like there's so much they can do. And I would be really excited if they did something silly like that aside. Decide to do something creative. Like get a production company to make, I don't know, a drama about, I don't know, some social issue or something like that. That's not just documentaries are coming. They're coming. Yeah, talk is coming.
Yeah, I mean, now that you say that, I guess they have carte blanche to produce whatever content that they would like. One of my first questions is just that comes to mind is, are they too clean to produce compelling content? Would they really want to even have their name attached to anything a bit edgy or controversial, profane?
Obviously, probably not.
Right, so I feel like that puts a bit of a cap on what they could produce.
I think with Obama's whole thing with the gerrymandering thing, zone holder and that stuff like that, he's mm-hmm. right in the pocket for like what Netflix has been doing with their political documentaries. If you've perused them lately, they have a documentary about everything, and a lot of it is very much pointed against these sort of establishment issues that are happening in a lot of industries. Like, I've seen Rotten. There's another thing about sort of the financial sector industry with HSBC and all these things. And mm-hmm. they're producing a lot of these things, like frequently, criminal justice ones. You know, Making the Murder was really hot. So I think mm-hmm. something political or even historical, maybe for like teenagers and young people, is an angle they can get into without having to, I guess, taint themselves in any way.
Yeah, to dive in the mud. Yeah, that definitely still leaves a large swath of things that they could do. As you just said, something in the historical base. I know that we always wanted to make our, what were we thinking to do a while back?
Reconstruction era epic?
Yeah, Reconstruction era epic.
I was Googling like higher ground production. It's like, how do I get on the ground level? You got to get on the ground level every day. That's how it works.
We got to do this shit. So.
Get that script popping. Final draft going.
Yeah, we got to get that Obama money. But, yeah, if they can stick to that, that's cool. I don't, because their name is on it, it'll have resonance, but I don't know if it's really gonna move the culture like
that. Is there a fear that it could be theoretically trash?
I can't see it being trash, but mouth sauce.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you know that they aren't gonna be the first? Do you know who did it first?
Like a political figure that had a production deal at Netflix?
Well, sort of akin to Netflix, but relatively not too long ago, but recently.
I don't know, like John McCain?
No, the God. Tennessee whiskey god, Al Gore.
Oh, Inconvenient Truth?
Well, he had, after that, he did that whole thing, got his Oscar, started flexing, and he was started to be part of Al Gore's current TV, which is supposed to be like this.
Oh, God.
You know, not just environmental, but this political alternative network, and it just was like, nah, I just did not take. But no, he had a moment there where, you know, it almost could have been something, and I'm worried that his social profile is similar to theirs, minus being cool and black,
right?
But just sort of positive, liberal issues and up and up, and
yeah. Pop,
and maybe people at Netflix can guide them, but. It's weird that they have their own production stamp. I didn't think that I was going to be a part of it, but I guess they just like, Obama's like, hey, I'm young. I'm going to just do mad shit.
Yeah, just like, I'm Obama. I'm probably the most famous person in the world. So I'll just put my name on whatever. Just shit will pop.
It's funny because, you know, part of the mild conservative backlash is, you know, Obama's a profiting off of after the presidency, profiting and doing all these things. And I'm just like, I'm glad.
That was the complaint that he's profiting off of.
Just, you know, this sort of kickback, the things when people give speeches that complain. I'm just glad that it's happening for them.
I wasn't a big fan of when he did a speech at a bond company a couple of months ago, a year ago. But this seems different, right? And this is... It's not as slimy as that by any means. So this is cool. This just was random. I mean, I guess I think he had mentioned that they were going to do something like this. So I'm not surprised. But it's definitely going to be that very sunny, carefree Obama thing. Like kind of just above all of the
wait. So it's actually going to be issues. It's actually going to be tone deaf.
The Obama version of tone deaf, though, just like we're better than that, because it's called Higher Ground.
Yeah, but you really, you can't actually participate in that. It's funny, is that they're gonna have their own little vertical on Netflix now, because they're I mean, I'm not saying that's part of the deal, but you already got a Barry on there. You got South Side with you.
Yeah,
friggin' his episode on David Letterman. You know, he's doing the backdoor collection of Obama content.
Yeah, but it's still the. It's still all that same thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, at least
the Obama Cinematic Universe, you don't want that? The Michelle, like the early Michelle movie.
OCU.
Then when they're, you know, Chicago, the movie, it's just them. Then Hawaii, the movie. You know, just Biden.
I feel like the Biden movie would be wrong.
Right? It'd be like the sort of the Captain America of the shit. Yeah. The Eric Holder's the Thor of the shit. I think, you know, what? The Arnie Duncan? You don't want that?
Arnie Duncan, like, is that? It should be like Hoop Dreams. Like, you just realize that you just not gonna make it. And just like, oh, I'm gonna go to Harvard.
6-hour documentary.
Hoop Dreams, Arnie Duncan. Nah, it'll all be very sufficient. But I don't, just based on their tone that they have to do, I like kind of edgy, subversive things.
Oh, so you're waiting for that Trump deal?
No, I just don't fuck with him, period. But, you know, it's just, I can't picture them really getting their hands dirty with shit like that.
Yeah, me neither, man. Well, I think it's been a good pod.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout, though.
Hopefully we can anticipate plenty of dope Obama content sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe he comes out with like the PJs or Baby's Kids or some shit. Like, wow.
Oh, you also don't realize you got to have the you know, the Malia, you know, team shit. Like, or Malia's just gonna be on Grownish and shit next season.
Right, they're just transported over to Netflix.
Something like that. You know, there's a lot of angles for this.
Yeah, fair enough.
Fucking Bo dog training show.
The dog?
Yeah, Bo.
I thought you were talking about Bo Biden.
Oh, Bo Biden. Oh, damn, it's dark.
R.P.
Oh, shout out to the gods. Yeah, man, another great podcast. Enjoyed our chat today about all things positive, both Obama and the royal wedding, our black political figures growing, and the dark depths
parts of the internet.
Of the stinking, gaping pit of the internet.
Yeah, we need the National Institute of Health or someone to come out with suggested parameters for internet usage or something for parents. Like, make sure your kids get some outside time.
Considering the
speak to people
amount of fuckery and deregulation going on in these places,
guess not.
Facebook will walk in there one day like, don't do that shit. And that would just be the end of it. Sucks, man. Really sucks. But hopefully all the incels out there, whoever's listening, you know, strive. It'll be all right. Just take a step out into the light.
Yeah, probably pasty and white. That's why they don't like you.
Hey, man, you don't know their lives.
I don't. Maybe they all look like, what was that movie? Elephant Man? Still, man, didn't he get a girlfriend or something?
Just look like somebody dropped the bread and shit. Well, it's been another great Send the Link podcast. Yeah. First, Gina Charles from Reuters took us through African-Americans, colored Negroes, and their feelings about Meghan Markle and all things royal wedding. From there, we went inside the deep, dark depths of the incels with, what's her name? Get her name for me, DJ. Gia
Tolentino.
At The New Yorker. Thank you for alarming us for the latest front on our culture wars. And we finish up Alyssa Rosenberg and her piece on Obama and his Netflix deal, the Obamas and their Netflix deal at Netflix. Where can they find us? Where are we at?
Send the Link podcast?
Yes.
I got to get better at these handles.
It's all right, man. It's sendthelinkpodcast.com.
I knew that one.
Right.
I wasn't sure about the social media handles.
Twitter, Send the Link Pod.
Facebook?
No Facebook at this current juncture.
Yeah, fuck Facebook.
They are not going to win us over with their sad commercials about how they're going to do better.
Yo, can we spend just like half a minute on this?
Spend.
This is a rant, right? These fucking companies are killing me. I'm trying to enjoy the Warriors just beating the Rockets by 40.
Hey, it's Uber. We've been driving you around for a while now. I'm a CEO. I'm an Indian.
I'm the new
guy.
CEO.
I'm Indian.
My name is way longer.
Fuck with me.
I'll do better. Hey, our
drivers aren't going to rape anyone.
And then, hey, I'm Wells Fargo. I'm the new CEO of Wells Fargo. We won't rape your pockets by trying to upsell you on everything and fuck with your credit accounts.
And, you know, approve you for loans you can afford and open up accounts in your name that you didn't ask for.
Ah, yes. No, we're not doing it anymore. Wow, we used to be good in the past. We're going to be good in 2018.
We have a carriage on our logo.
Yeah. We used to bring gold or something back. Fuck that commercial.
We're a giant corporation.
Yeah, hey.
We bought a Wachovia.
Yeah, we're Facebook. We know we let you down several times, but we're going to try to do better.
I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I'll let my European hearing be screened on television. That was today, right?
Yeah, I don't think he could let it. I think
he asked. They asked him, and he said it was okay. Like, it wasn't like he was a situation where he
allowed it. He would have looked like a dick if it was said no. So.
I mean, and people will still be on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of society now, but yeah, they got to do better. They could just miss me with all those commercials. Maybe I'm just too keen.
Yeah, just do better.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about a Wells Fargo commercial. Like, y'all, honestly, that company should have got the death penalty. But
yeah, that's absurd. That whole situation was ridiculous.
That's just me.
But. Well, it's been on the Send the Link Pod. Don't buy into corporate foolishness and corporate
PR campaigns
trying to assuage your feelings about all the terrible, terrible, evil things they do. These are calculations meant to control you. Don't buy in. Fight the power.
Fight the power. Be an informed customer.
Yeah, be an informed customer at sendthelinkpodcast.com and sendthelinkpod on Twitter. We're up every week and we're trying our best to get you new content so you can get the latest feeds and reads. Sign up for the newsletter to get the link in your inbox every week, and we'll be back next week.
All this fire for free? How could it be?
All right. Enjoy the link.